and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
Well, glad you tuned to the broadcast again this week, and we pick up our study here in Mark chapter 10, verse number 32, The Lord Jesus has dealt with the rich young ruler that went away sad, grieved, because he had great possessions. He makes a declaration about how hard it is for rich men, men that trust in riches, to enter into the kingdom of God. The disciples ask who can be saved. The Lord says, with God all things are possible. But with men, they're not. But with God, all things are possible. And then Peter says, we've left all. What are we going to have? And the title of this consideration here is, don't make contracts with God. Okay? The Lord tells him, if you've left the things of this world and the people of this world, and the Lord's not talking about we should hate our parents or hate our brethren, but our love for the Lord should pale. I mean, our love for the Lord should be much greater than the love that we have for those of this life. And our Lord tells us to love them, but when it comes down to following them, our kin of this world and our friends of this world, or following the Lord Jesus, we're to follow the Lord Jesus. That there's no thought of doing anything else. And then the Lord tells about how we will receive in this world a hundredfold, which we do, being saved by the Lord Jesus Christ, being a member of one of his New Testament Baptist churches, we do receive a hundredfold. It is the case. And then we see here where he says, he mentions about this, that the first shall be last and the last first. Again, the consideration is what Peter has asked. Don't make contracts with God. What shall we have? Because we left. Verse number 32. And they were in the way, going to Jerusalem, and Jesus went before them, and they were amazed. And as they followed, they were afraid. And he took again the 12 and began to tell them what things should happen unto him. Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be delivered unto the chief priests and unto the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death, and shall deliver him to the Gentiles. And they shall mock him, and shall scourge him, and spit upon him, and shall kill him, and the third day he shall rise again. And so here they're traveling on, and they're going towards Jerusalem, which they're kind of marveling at that. I believe this is at the time where there's a threat upon the Lord Jesus. It's known that the religious leadership desires to kill him. They're afraid. Okay, so they're wowed by this. They just don't understand it. They're amazed that he would even go this direction to Jerusalem. They're afraid, and so he takes the 12 apostles. And he tells them what's going to happen to him. I'm going to be delivered to the chief priests. I'm going to be delivered to the scribes. They're going to condemn me to death. And then they're going to give me over to the Gentiles or the Romans. They're going to mock me. The Romans will. They're going to scourge me. They're going to spit upon me. They're going to kill me. The third day I'm going to rise again. So the Lord tells them about his fulfilling of the gospel and exactly how it's going to happen. He tells them in advance, and the Lord does deal with this as a man, but he knows that this is the purpose that he's come purpose for which he has come, and so he is resigned into it. He submits into it. He does desire it. It tells us in other places. And James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came unto him saying, Master, we would that thou shouldest do for us whatsoever we desire. And he said unto them, What would ye that I should do for you? They said unto him, Grant unto us that we may sit one on the right hand, the other on the left in thy glory. But Jesus said unto them, Ye know not what ye ask. Can ye drink of the cup that I drink of, and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? The baptism that the Lord Jesus is talking about is the accomplishing of his gospel, his death on the cross, his burial, and his resurrection. And so James and John, they want to sit on his right hand and on his left hand in his glory. When he comes to position and comes to as the ruler and the king that they expect him to. See, they believe that Jesus is Messiah, but they think he's going to be a lead a revolt against the Romans and establish nation or Israel as a nation in control of herself, and that he's going to be king. And so they're wanting station and position. And but the Lord says, you don't know what you're asking. Can you drink of the cup that I'm going to drink of, be baptized with the baptism that I'll be baptized with? And they say unto him, verse 39, we can. And Jesus said unto them, ye shall indeed drink of the cup that I drink of, and with the baptism that I'm baptized withal shall ye be baptized. But to sit on my right hand and on my left hand is not mine to give, but it shall be given to them for whom it is prepared. And so the Lord says, can you? And they said, we can. And he says, well, you certainly will. We know historically, or well, we know from the scriptures that James was martyred for the sake of Christ by Herod in the book of Acts. We're told that. The Lord has a place and a position for them that he has ordained, and that he will bring them to it. But he says to sit on his right hand or his left hand, it's not his to give. It's been appointed by the Father. The Lord knows that. But you will experience this same thing that I do. You will be my witness. You will be my messenger, being apostles. And you will suffer and deal with the same things that I deal with. Verse 41. And when the ten heard it, they began to be much displeased with James and John. There was enmity between the brethren, because they thought themselves worthy to ask for such a place and a position. And listen to what the Lord says. But Jesus, verse 42, called them unto him and saith unto them, ye know that they which are accounted to rule over the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and their great ones exercise authority upon them. There's a hierarchy amongst the Romans, from Caesar all the way down to the lowest citizen. There's a hierarchy. But so shall it not be among you. There'll not be a hierarchy among you. And the denominations and religions that have a hierarchy, what the Lord has said, he's saying this to his apostles, if there ever would be one, that there would be a hierarchy amongst, it would be the apostles. And the Lord says, no, it's not going to be that way. But so shall it not be among you. But whosoever will be great among you shall be your minister. And whosoever of you will be chiefest shall be servant of all. Remember how the Lord said, many that are first shall be last, and the last first. The Lord is making it clear that if you want to be first, you be like the Lord and be servant of all. The Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, he came to the earth and became a man for himself? No. He came to the earth and became a man for sinners. Sinners that he would come and pay the price of redemption and atonement and save. He came not serving himself, but he came and served others. You look at the ministry, the account of the ministry that we have of the Lord Jesus Christ. Did he do anything for himself? Was there anything that the Lord Jesus did for himself? And the answer that I see is no, none. Of what he did, he came and did as a man, he did for himself. Now, he was obedient to the Father, and he fulfilled the will of the Father and the will of God. He is God, and is manifest. God is manifest in the flesh through the Lord Jesus Christ, and in the Lord Jesus Christ, rather. But he came and did what he did for others, for sinners. If you're saved by the Lord Jesus Christ, he came and did that for you. He says, you want to be great? You want to look to be at the highest position? See, they don't dare say that they want to sit in the Lord's seat, but John and James asked to sit on his right hand and on his left hand. They want to be as close as they can to the top. But the Lord says, you want to be top? Well, you be the servant of all. And whosoever of you will be chief, this verse 44, shall be the servant of all. For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many. And so the Lord tells about this. You know, Peter, we start this, Peter's saying, we've left all. What shall we have? The Lord says, you follow me, you'll receive 100-fold of the things that you leave in this life by virtue of your brothers and sisters in Christ and their blessing of helping you along the way. You'll receive that. You'll receive some persecutions. You'll receive eternal life in the world to come. But understand, he who's going to be first is going to have to be last. If you're going to be first, you need to be last. If you're going to be the chiefest, verse 44, you need to be the servant of all, like Christ. Is Christ the chief? Is he chiefest? And indeed he is. He's Lord of, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's the greatest that there is. And he came and he served us. We're going to see going forward that the Lord Jesus Christ is going to gird himself there at the Last Supper, his observance of the Passover and instituting the Lord's Supper for his church, there in the upper room. He's going to gird himself and wash the apostles' feet. The King of Glory, the Creator, the Judge, the Savior, Messiah, Redeemer, the bright and morning star, the fairest of all, the greatest of all, is going to wash the apostles' feet. We need to not look to be served, but we need to look to serve others and be a witness and a help and a strengthening and an edification unto others. For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. Are you willing to give your life for others? To use your life for the help of others? Oh, we seek naturally just to hang on to life and hang on to it with white knuckle grip. But may we use it for our Lord, and may we use it to serve others as he did. Well, I see that our time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with his word and his truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.